Ever feel like you were in need of some help? So much of what the Psalms is includes pleas for help, cries for help, and it gives us plenty of direction and reminders of where our help comes from. The first of the Psalms that we read today talks about going to the house of God, going up to Jerusalem, going on pilgrimage, a city that is at unity with itself, that's firmly and compactly and completely put together. Are you glad when people say, let's go to the house of the Lord? The second church my family visited when I was 4 years old, when they began talking about going to church, all of our neighbors happened to be there. They were all smiling. I liked it. I wasn't sure what I liked, but I knew I liked it. I liked being there. And after years and years of church attendance in various kinds of churches through the years, I remember one gospel music week in Nashville. And I won't tell you what we called gospel music week. It wasn't heaven week, I'll tell you that. Those of us who worked in the industry. And I remember after the first couple days of the preparation for Gospel Music Week, the frenzied, frenetic pace, I had Sunday morning free, and I was exhausted from the last couple days, and I knew that we had more days to come of frenzied, frenetic activity, long meetings, early mornings, late nights. And I was trying to think what to do with my Sunday morning, and I thought, Janet had other responsibilities, I was kind of on my own, and I woke up and I thought, you know, I need to go to worship. And I drove over to the church, just exhausted, plopped myself down in a pew, and just wept for joy. I was in the place of help. Jerusalem signified that to the people, to the pilgrims who went up there. The fortress-like dimensions. The place of the presence of God. A place of protection. A place of refuge. And the scripture tells us to pray for this peace of Jerusalem. But it's not necessarily the peace of an earthly city. Remember what the writer to the Hebrews said. You have come not to an earthly city. You have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels and festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. It speaks forgiveness. And John said in Revelation, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. The peace of Jerusalem, a city which its very name means peace, is this peace that happens when the Spirit of God descends where his people are gathered in his name. And he makes the city, causes the city to be at unity with itself. The next Psalm, 123, goes on and talks about the maid and mistress metaphor. You know, I really do want to be sensitive to gender issues. We've talked about those before, gender issues in language and worship language. But so much of it, folks, we just need to get over ourselves. Here in this Psalm, the Lord even paints himself as a mistress, a lady that we get to wait on. We're told that we need to fix our eyes on Jesus, this one on whom we wait, on whom we attend. We need so much help to do that. My eyes wander. Not just to useless places, distractions, but sometimes to vile places. And we need help to train our vision on him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Father, we want to be faithful maids, attending you, serving you, washing your feet, just like we've all seen bridesmaids so many times, attending a bride, waiting on her, attending to her every need, trying to anticipate her every wish. But Lord, we are foolishly distracted with the deceitfulness of what looks like good things this world has to offer us. We're distracted by the cares of this world. We're weighed down and we drift from you. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Help us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the one who is the beginner and the completer of our faith. Lord, we know that our help is in you and in your name. Remind us by your Spirit to call upon you and to abandon ourselves to your rescue, to your help. Lord, we cast on you all the cares of our hearts, those burdens that we're carrying. Thank you for our friends in 704 that are helping carry these burdens before you this week. We thank you for this new day. We pray that you would energize us and fill us with your Spirit to do the work that you've given us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. The peace of the Lord Jesus be always with you. Pass the peace and have a lovely day.